Shielded VMs, introduced since Windows Server 2016, are the VMs whose data at rest and in transit cannot be snooped or tampered by a malicious fabric admin. We have three hosts in VMM. Let's look at the properties of one of these hosts. Host Guardian Service and Code Integrity Policy enabled. We also have created a shielded VM template. Now, let's create a shielded VM. You use the regular Create Virtual Machine wizard. Select a shielded template, specify a VM name,
and make sure that the VM is connected to a network so that you can RDP to it. If you do not connect the VM to a network, you cannot access it.
After this, you select shielding data, which includes sensitive data like admin passwords, RDP certificate. Based on the security policy, VMM shows you the host that is capable of hosting a shielded VM. Rest of the flow for the wizard remains the same. As you can see, the VM is shielded. Now let's look at the properties of this VM. We want to see where this VHD resides on the disk. Here you can see I already have a shielded VM. Let's use disk management to mount the VHD of the shielded VM. The mount is successful. But as you can see, the drive is encrypted using BitLocker. Let's try to open this volume, and we are not able to access the data. In VMM, you can create shielded VM which are protected from malicious fabric admins from snooping or tampering.